Hello. Let's do some Eastern Sierra Now news, shall we? We gotta do this fast because I have to get ready to go to the Bishop Bronco football playoff game. You guys need to head down there. Starts at 7 o'clock. You need to get your tickets online before you go. The gates will be open at 6, but you cannot buy your tickets at the gate. So make sure you get online, buy them, use your phone, whatever. But remember, you can't print them out and show them. You have to do it through the phone completely or online. So go do that. If you need the link, go to easternsierranow.com. And the Broncos tonight will play Tehachapi. It's again at 7 p.m. It is the first round of the CIF playoffs. The Broncos are the number 2 seed. And I think we went over everything. So get down there. Be there or be square. The kids still say that, don't they? Like I was one that said that. I don't think it's going to be very cold tonight, but just in case, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pack my Mammoth Brand beanie. Always helps. The Mammoth Brand is a pretty sweet company. It's based out of Mammoth, clearly. The guy Jason that runs it, totally good guy. Has a lot of really cool products, and the shirts and stuff are nice. Usually when you buy that kind of stuff, it's kind of like, okay, it's sort of crappy. You know what I mean? This is good stuff. You'd wear this regardless if it said Mammoth on it or not. It's all good stuff. And so then he just put some really cool logos, really cool brands. A lot of it's full on stitching, bro. It's not even like, you know, just screen print stuff that peels off over time and looks like a gnarly sunburn. So anyway, you need to check that out. So do that. But in the meantime, since we're talking about Mammoth Brand, why don't we give the real snow report by Jason from the Mammoth Brand. So I'll read this as Jason wrote it. Don't think I was there. I haven't been on Mammoth Mountain in years. I'm going to try to go this year. I think it's about time. Here we go. This is our first official Mammoth Mountain snow report. We call it the Real Snow Report because we offer the only independent snow report in Mammoth Lakes from an unbiased local. I will try to update conditions 1 to 2 times a week, so check back often. The above photo of Cornice Bowl, you can't see photos on a podcast, but if you go to easternsierranow.com, you can check these photos out. The conditions, the coverage is great, and there are some great turns on the mountain this week. If you stay on the ground runs, but keep an eye out for sections of rocks and dirt. Things are pretty icy in the morning, turning to softer snow in the early afternoon. Later in the day, it gets pretty slushy and chunky. The face of Chair 3 looks really bumpy and icy, but there were people skiing it. I also came across some dirts and rocks on Rusty's heading into Broadway. I would advise to avoid these two runs and try to ride between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the best conditions. Bonus, there have been little to no lift lines since opening day, so it's pretty easy to get in as many runs as you can handle. The weather, it's been absolutely beautiful up on the hill this week. This was written on the 4th, which was yesterday, Thursday. We started to see the wind picking up, but there has not been a cloud in the sky. Essentially, it's been sweatshirt riding weather. It looks like Mother Nature might have some more snow for us early next week. Do your snow dances, and let's hope for a pow day midweek next week. The weekend outlook, expect pretty nice weather this weekend with the potential of some changing weather on Sunday. There will likely be little to no lift lines because most people came for opening day or they have reservations for the scheduled opening day on November 13th. Parking can be a little tricky because the only access to the mountain is at Main Lodge. Plan on taking the shuttle from town or using the parking shuttle. The parking lot will look packed, but on the mountain it has not been crowded. The park report. The park remains unchanged from opening weekend. There are a half dozen or so jib features located about halfway down Broadway. There is a quadruple step-down rail, a pyramid rail, a wall ride, 3 to 4 traditional rails, and a box rail combo. Conditions deteriorate pretty quickly in the afternoon, and it's super icy and early, so mid-morning is your best bet for the most fun. So for more from the Mammoth Brand, and to go get some more awesome gear, head over to themammothbrand.com and see their ad on our website at easternsierranow.com. Tell Jason Jesse sent you. You know, it's pretty cool. There is a group of people that you can be a part of that meet on the first Thursday of every month at noon on Zoom. Almost rhymes. And it is a bunch of business professionals and people that are interested in the town of Mammoth Lakes. And each month, they have a different topic that they talk about. It could be anything from the parcel project to the county, yada, 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 yada. Yeah, you get the point. It's been a long day. Point is, they are a really diverse and great group of business-minded, forward-thinking professionals. And I've been to one of these meetings now, and it is fantastic. It's just a lunch hour, so 12 to 1. You just log in, and they have a different speaker ready for you to listen to whatever it is that they're going on about this week. And you learn a lot of really interesting stuff. That is called Mammoth Voices. Let me read you what happened this week. And if you're interested in watching the meeting, I actually have the video posted at easternsiernow.com. So you don't even have to go to the meeting. You can just go watch the video yourself. You just want to be able to ask questions. If you do, you're going to feel pretty silly when you realize it's happened yesterday. Haley Fitzpatrick, a PhD candidate for the Oslo School of Architecture and Design, was the keynote speaker. Mountain communities around the world are dealing with complex changes. What and how can we learn from each other and other alpine communities facing similar opportunities for innovation? This month, we are pleased to introduce you to Haley Fitzpatrick, a designer who works holistically across architecture, landscape, systemic design, and sustainability science. Currently, Haley is a PhD candidate at the Oslo School of Architecture and Design, where her research is centered around a comparative analysis of real-world innovation in mountain communities in coordination with the Valentine Eastern Sierra Reserves. Haley will be running a local workshop January 8th through the 10th called Mountain Living Together. Haley Fitzpatrick is a designer working holistically across architecture, landscape, systemic design, and sustainability science. She was trained in architecture, working in the United States, and recently 4 years at Renzo Piano Building Workshop in Geneva, Italy. Currently, Haley is a PhD candidate at the Oslo School of Architecture and Design, where she explores the complexity of place-based systemic innovation processes across diverse mountain communities. Say that three times fast. This project is supervised by Professor Dr. Tobias Luth and connected to long-term mountain resilience research with the Mountain Research Initiative's Resilience Working Group, the Monviso Institute in Italy, Systemic Design Labs in Zurich, and Polytechnic University of Turin. Mammoth Voices meets once a month at noon for a lunchtime presentation on multitudes of subjects that relate to mammoth businesses and our area. To get on the mailing list for future meetings, email mammothvoices@gmail.com. And again, to watch the November 4th keynote speaker, which was Haley Fitzpatrick, you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Well, here's a tough thing to read. We have the obituary for Quinn Marie Murphy, who was one of the girls that tragically died in the rollover at the canal last week. Quinn was born January 6th, 2006. She left the world on October 29th, 2021 in Bishop, California. Quinn touched everyone around her with laughter, beautiful smile, and free spirit. She loved playing soccer, making TikToks, snacking, and hanging out with her friends. She was a sophomore at Bishop Union High School. She was survived by her parents, John and Sandy Murphy, her older brother Ian Murphy, her aunts and uncles Katie Murphy, Maurice Valpel, Trina and Andy Russell, Tessa and Denise Raymond, great aunt and uncle Gerald and Sharon Cook, grandparents Don and Karen Wolford, and Oma Gabby and Opa Wolfgang. Her cousins, Ashley, Kaylee, Lillian, Jacob, Mason, Layla, and Marie, and numerous close friends that embraced her as family. Services for Quinn will be held Friday, November 12th at 1 p.m. at the Neighborhood Church. That's at 315 East South Street in Bishop. Her burial will immediately follow East Line Street Cemetery with a potluck reception to follow at the Home Ec Building at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Oh, so sad. Sounds like she was a great kid and had many great friends and family. Little Caltrans work here. In Mono County, Caltrans District 9 is seeking public comment on its proposed Conway Ranch Shoulders project beginning today until Monday, December 6th, 2021. This 2.2-mile project, which is currently in the design stages, will construct 8-foot-wide shoulders on both sides of U.S. Highway 395 north of Levining from the junction of State Route 167 to 0.4 miles north of Conway Ranch Road. In addition to shoulder widening, culverts will be replaced as necessary to match roadway widening. A chain installation and removal area will be extended and improved with switch-controlled area lighting. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2023. With an estimated cost of $9.3 million. The initial study mitigated negative declaration report for this project is available to the public for review. A hard copy can be found at the Caltrans District 9 office at 500 South Main Street in Bishop or at the Mono County Library, 51710 U.S. Highway 395 in Levining. A digital copy is available on the Caltrans website and The link will be available at EasternSierraNow.com. A public meeting will be offered upon request. More information on the Conway Ranch Shoulder Project can be found on the Caltrans District 9 website on the main page under District 9 Current Projects. Please submit your formal comments to email to Kirsten Hilton, Caltrans District 9 Environmental Branch Chief, at Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N, dot Hilton, H-E-L-T-O-N, at dot ca.gov, or to D, as in dog, 9, publicinfo@dot.ca.gov. Both of those links will be listed at EasternSierraNow.com. Comments can also be submitted by mail to the Caltrans District 9 main office. Attention, Kirsten Hilton, 500 South Main Street in Bishop, California, 93514. All right, I think that's it. We got to get out of here and get ready for this football game. The Broncos are going to take it. Mark my words. So, this is Jesse Steele, Eastern Sierra Now, November 5th. Go Broncos.